Tim and the Gang on Maximum Rock and Roll.
After the explosion, and at a distance of 60 miles, the light from the fireball of a single megaton thermonuclear device is 30 times brighter than the midday sun. This little boy has received severe retinal burns from an explosion 27 miles away.
Thank you. Greetings, y'all, and welcome to today's episode of Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Sean. Let me tell you where we played that last set. We started with Impalers playing Nazi Burning Man off their album Cellar Dweller. We heard Discharge ripping out some Cries of Help from their classic Hear Nothing, Say Nothing, See Nothing. Scowl, a contemporary band out of Santa Cruz, I think, played Retail Hell off their album Reality After Reality. Then we heard some Misery, the track Parade of Hate off Apocalyptic Crest. So, yeah, temporally, we're all over the place. I'm catching up on a lot of older D-beat myself recently because I'm attempting to drum. I'm attempting to learn how to do the drums. So, something I'm really obsessed with from kind of a cultural perspective is the overlap between the punk and metal scenes, and how to a large extent I feel like these days there sort of isn't a differentiation between those things. I'm gonna maybe get into it more later in the show, but it's really interesting to me to think of especially politically motivated punk being very indebted to materialist understandings of things. That's why this set is called Material Dialectic. We're gonna start with a bunch of kind of punk stuff and move into some more metal-y things toward the end of the show. Up next is some Moderdod with Dagon Ur. We'll be right back.
the guts to be what you want to be. You need people like me. You need people like me so you can point your fucking fingers and say, that's the bad guy. So?
From your eyes, because the reflection in the mirror is what we despise.
All right, we had that set with some Martyr Dude. Dodd, well, however you say it, I don't know. Umlauts, who knows? I don't use umlauts. We heard Disfear after that. Live the Storm off the album of the same title. Some locals to my area. Cochrane played us Urinal off the demo from 22. Jarhead Fertilizer played Semper Fi off the album Always Faithful. We heard Whole Hog with Hell Yeah off of their album Radiation Blues from a couple of years ago. And then we heard always classic Extinction of Mankind with the track Despised off Apocalyptic Crust. I got really confused because I forgot that Misery and Extinction of Mankind did a split called Apocalyptic Crust, and I went deep in a confusion hole. So excuse me for sharing my confusion hole with you. Well, I want to talk about, okay, connections between metal and punk. I'm thinking a lot about satire and a lot about materialism. I'm thinking a lot about bands that sort of say terrible stuff to illuminate the terrible stuff that's happening. I have a long history of being into bands like, Agoraphobic Nosebleed or Pig Destroyer, whatever, all that kind of like angry boy grindcore that does feel like it's doing something kind of like that. There's also something in there with, other like Extreme Noise Terror or AC style bands of the spiritual power of irreverence, and that's something that I think I'm trying to tap with some of my set lists here, is the connection between being materialistically judgmental and advocating for progressive stances for marginalized groups, and the way that can manifest and truly righteously angry satirical type sounds. So nothing left to do but play Zorn, baby.